The Environmental Protection Agency rolls out a new plan for making coal plants more efficient. But at what cost to public health? This is the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Carol Holsapple. The Affordable Clean Energy Rule is the Trump administration's answer to the Clean Power Plan, which was an EPA policy to reduce carbon emissions from coal-fired power plants under the Obama administration. It never went into effect. The Allegheny Front's energy reporter Reed Frazier is here to talk about the differences in these proposals. Hey, Reed.
Hi, Kara.
The Clean Power Plan was essentially a climate plan meant to reduce carbon emissions from power plants by 32% from 2005 levels by the year 2030. The new Affordable Clean Energy Rule acknowledges it will increase emissions and, as a result, premature deaths. How?
Well, the new plan is supposed to reduce carbon dioxide, albeit much less than the Clean Power Plan would have. But the way it achieves this is by increasing the efficiency at coal plants. So for every pound of coal they burn, they actually get more electricity out of it. What happens when you make coal plants more efficient like this is they become more economical to run. So in some scenarios, the coal plants run more often, and so they produce more electricity, but they also produce more of other types of pollution. Nitrogen oxides or sulfur oxides, which contribute to soot and ozone, and these in turn contribute to heart and lung diseases and are associated with premature deaths from things like heart attacks. One estimate of the EPA's own math shows 1,400 more deaths a year from coal pollution and something like 48,000 more cases of asthma exacerbations from running these coal plants more often.
Will the proposed plan affect coal plants in Pennsylvania?
One thing about this plan that is sort of hard to handicap is that the EPA leaves it up to the states to decide what level of carbon controls they're going to put on their own power plants. And for all we know, they could set incredibly low thresholds for improvements. Also, there's inevitably going to be a court fight over this from environmentalists and probably some states. We don't know what will happen to this in the courts.
We talked a little bit about health impacts, but can you really call this a climate plan?
Well, this is really part of the Trump administration's larger program of propping up the coal industry. And so it should be seen in that context. The climate benefits from this plan are admittedly very modest. It would only lower carbon emissions by like 1.5% from their current trajectory. Here's Tom Schuster from the Sierra Club in Pennsylvania. Here's what he said about it.
The real danger of this is that it's a delaying tactic. It's attempting to delay inevitable obsolescence of coal. And it won't work because there's better technology out there. But it wastes precious time in dealing with our climate crisis.
And I mean, I think the broader point about carbon emissions for this is that we're already heading to a situation where we have a lower carbon footprint from our electricity sector due to things like natural gas and renewables coming online. And in fact, we may meet the goals of the Clean Power Plan anyway, even if we do nothing. But the broader point is that climate experts say we need to do much more than what the Clean Power Plan even says to avoid, you know, really horrific impacts from climate change in, you know, the decades to come.
Thanks, Reed. There's more of Reed Frazier's reporting on EPA's newly proposed rule for coal plants at AlleghenyFront.org. That's the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Carol Holsapple.